You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 126. Change is in the air. In our episode today, I want to share a message with you from Spirit. This message should be helpful to those of you who find yourself facing difficulties as you try to better your life and to raise your vibration. A lot of times it feels like you're fighting against the odds, but in truth, you're really only fighting your own demons. The greatest struggle is with the self. There's no fight outside of you if there's no fight within you. Life is only a mirror, and that mirror is a reflection of your internal experience with the self. I've said this 100 ways, and I'll say it again. Everyone and everything that is around you is a reflection of you. So if you find yourself fighting with others, then in truth, you're really only fighting with yourself. And that energy manifests as another person. This is the illusion. The reason why your fight appears to be outside of you is because we live in a holographic universe. The energy that is you takes the form of what appears to be a tangible form outside of you, and then you interact with that energy and it appears to be the form of another person. What you need to remember is that when you find yourself in a fight, then you need to look within to find out where the problem is coming from, because you're in resistance to something. Most times, you're in resistance to change and the need to let go of something. We always think the problem is the other person, but in truth, we're the ones who have created that person in our experience for a reason. They're only showing us something that we need to see within ourselves. The other person represents a certain frequency, and you are at odds with that frequency for some reason. So this is why you need to take the time to look within, to find out what it is about that individual or that situation that rubs you the wrong way. Then once you understand that part of it, then reflect it back to yourself and see why it rubs you the wrong way. This is how you'll figure out what you're in resistance to and what you may be in denial about. Then you have to decide if you want to continue dealing with that frequency or if you're ready to let it go. Now, 9 times out of 10, the person or situation is not going to change because that's just what they are. They've made a conscious decision on some level to be a match to that frequency. So if it's a boss or a neighbor or a closer relationship like family or a spouse, then you have to decide if you want to continue the relationship as it is or if you need to make some changes so that your life experience will be in harmony with your new vibration. You need to be aware that when something irritates you, it's because you are not a vibrational match to it. And as that vibration becomes more out of sync with yours, then you'll find yourself becoming even more irritated or aggravated by it. At this point, you're trying to force yourself to stay in a situation that is no longer a vibrational match to you, and something needs to change. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation that didn't bother you in the beginning, but now it just gets on your nerves, and it's because you're no longer a vibrational match to it. You have changed, but the environment is still the same. It's the old environment, and it no longer reflects you. So there's a clash of energy there. The fighting is mirroring the unalike vibrations that you're trying to force yourself to stay in. And just like I said, you're in resistance to changing your life. This relates to everything. Everything in your life is going to go through some kind of change. Sometimes you just need to get a new color toothbrush because the color you've been using is no longer a match to your vibration. It gets that deep. It really does. People get so stuck in their lives that nothing ever changes day to day, month to month, and year to year. That's called stagnation, and that's a spiritual death, people. You're just existing at that point. Change is an indication of life because everything that's growing is changing and is always for the better. It just doesn't feel like it all the time because of our perception of change. Now, on a personal level, The decision to let go of the known is always a difficult one because the known represents a form of security. And so this is why people continue to stay on jobs that they hate or stay in relationships that are no longer fulfilling and so on. It's all a manifestation of not wanting to change and a fear of the unknown. That all really equates to not wanting to grow, because in growth, there's always going to be change. Growth is dynamic. You're going to move into the unknown the more you grow in life, and you can't be afraid of change. Many of us find ourselves repeating history over and over again. New person, same problem. New job, same drama. This happens because there's a need to heal. But in order to heal, you must let go of something. You must release it, or it will inevitably repeat in your life. So the first thing you need to consciously release if you want to grow is the pain from your past. Because holding on to past pain, hurt, and disappointments will only create more of the same in your current experiences. Sometimes you're not even aware that you're holding on to past pain. But when you see a repeating theme in your life, that's your indication. And it's because you're broadcasting that old signal over and over again. It's a frequency. And it keeps going out into the universe and bringing back to you the like of that energy. That's why you have to let it go, or else your pain will keep manifesting in your life in different ways. Now, I do realize that sometimes it's easier said than done, but it's something we all must do. We all must let go of the past. When you choose to release what is no longer needed in your life, and that includes your pain, then you'll see the reflection of that choice mirrored in your experience. Your first manifestation will be peace within your mind, and then it will manifest in your outer world, because your outer world has no choice but to reflect your inner world. So if your inner life is balanced and peaceful, then your outer life will be the same. Life can only get better and better as you heal and release past hurts. So if you want things to change in your life, then you have to remember this. You must keep in mind that in order for a shift to happen in your outer world, you have to do the work inside first. When you're working on your life to better your life in any way, you'll face obstacles. And those obstacles are only manifestations of your own inner being. They only appear to manifest as outside forces that are against you. It's an illusion. A conscious person is aware of this. The unconscious blame others for their problems, because they're not aware that they create their own reality. Awareness is empowerment. Change is inevitable and is happening all around you right now. It's happening because you're no longer who you used to be. You have changed energetically. So be open to these changes and learn how to embrace them, because the universe is only trying to bring you what you've asked for. The more resistant you are to changes, the more painful your experience will become. And that's completely unnecessary. You only have to decide if you want to grow or if you want to just exist. Do you want to live your dreams or continue to dwell in an unfulfilled, unchanging life? It's always your choice. And you make that choice every day, whether you realize it or not. Living takes energy and courage, because you are constantly facing the unknown when you choose to live. So those who are living are experiencing an entirely different world from those who are just existing. We're all here together, but we're all experiencing different things. You must relax and open your mind. Focus on living the life that you truly desire. Realize that in order for you to get what you want, you're going to have to let something go. If your hands are already full of the old, then there's no room for the new. I want to thank you again for taking the time to listen. Please share this episode with someone you know it will resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.